You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Knocking off, Ian?
Yeah, for a whole 48 hours. Whose daft idea was it to get married at my busiest time of the year? Oh yeah, mine.
Roy? Oh, sorry, am I interrupting?
No, Charlie, I'm just off.
Okay, right. Oh, I'll see you tonight at the stag party.
That's just a quiet drink with friends, really.
Oh yeah, no, I get that.
Don't expect any fireworks, metaphorical or otherwise.
I'll see you later. Everything all right?
Yeah, I've booked some accommodation for Justin and Miranda Elliott.
Oh, yes. It's over the Christmas period, isn't it?
Mm. I was hoping you could give me some assurance that there won't be any unsuitable guests over that time.
Well, I can't speak for the suitability of guests who haven't arrived yet.
No, I understand that.
Well, there's a retired lady from Budley Salterton. She can get a bit feisty after a couple of glasses of Sauterne.
I was thinking more of...
If you mean the Grundys, they've found alternative accommodation.
They've moved out?
Not quite yet, but it's imminent.
Oh, what a, I mean, I'm sure they'll be much more comfortable somewhere...
Less posh?
More relaxed.
We've done our best to make them comfortable while they're here, as we do for all of our guests.
Yes, of course. Well, thank you for setting my mind at rest.
You're welcome.
And I'll see you this evening.
Yeah, I'll look forward to it.
Right. Oh, sorry, excuse me. Oh,
no problem. Oh,
bye then.
Checking you've evicted the undesirables, was he?
Yeah. What snob.
Well, you're evicting them, aren't you?
Yeah, I know, Kirsty, but...
Oh, it won't be the same without Joe in his favourite chair in the lounge.
Gonna have a bit of a job in his room.
The aroma.
Yeah, I've been talking to some industrial cleaners. They reckon they'll be able to sort it.
If not, just fill the room with lilies or freeches or something.
Yeah. Oh, did Pat catch you?
She did. Bought a voucher for a pregnancy pamper package. Christmas present for Helen.
Oh, sounds good. How is Helen?
I don't really know. I haven't seen much of her lately. And maybe we'll get together in the new year.
Yeah, sure.
Are you fit, then?
Yeah, I'll just get me coat.
Still okay to run our lines for the play?
If you are.
It's really shaping up, isn't it?
Well...
David was a bit surprised, to say the least.
I can imagine.
But I suppose you can see Ruth's point. How often do you get to go to New Zealand? Can't blame her for wanting to make the most of it. This shirt, do you think?
Oh, yeah, you look gorgeous in that.
Oh, thank you. As long as Tom doesn't wear his.
Tom?
Yeah, he's got one practically identical.
You'll have to stand at opposite ends of the bar. Avoid critical mass.
Yeah. An uncontrolled polka dot chain reaction could turn the whole pub fabulous.
Oh.
Oh, good thing Pip's around, at Brookfield, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at least they can cope without Ruth. Well, she probably wouldn't have gone otherwise.
Malcolm says they're about to leave the hotel.
What?
Yeah, that's me Daffy. Hates being late for anything.
I seem to recall he was very late to our civil partnership.
Yeah, he obviously wants to make up for it. And if they get to the bull before us, that's no problem. If anybody knows their way around the pub, it's my brothers.
I guess so. Yeah, shame Debbie can't make it tomorrow. I'd have liked her to be there.
The case of champagne was a nice touch, though.
We'll have to have a toast to absent friends. There. Will I do?
Let's see.
What was that for?
Because I love you.
I love you too.
And I can't wait to make an honest man out of you.
As I think I said in the Odeon Cinema in Buttermarket Street when all this began, if you want a snog, you'll have to come to my seat.
Excellent! No problem with your lines, Roy.
No, not remembering them anyway.
What do you mean?
It's... I don't know. That scene still doesn't feel right.
In what way?
Well, it's so hard. With Elizabeth obviously thinking about Nigel.
That's what's going to make it so good.
I just feel awkward, that's all.
It's like Linda said. You aren't Roy. She's not Elizabeth. You're John and Annie.
Yeah, I suppose... Thanks for testing me anyway, Kirsty.
Well, thanks for testing me.
So, dress rehearsal, then straight into the first performance.
Yeah, that was a bit of a shock.
Is it going to cause you problems?
Oh, I'll just have to come back from Mum and Dad's on the Sunday morning. Roads should be pretty clear anyway.
Yeah.
At least nothing clashes with the staff party.
Hmm.
My first at Grey Gables. Oh, what they like. I'm hoping for a seething den of debauchery.
You'll be disappointed then. Actually, I probably won't go.
Oh, Roy?
Oh, no, last year's was so ghastly. I mean, not the party, just how I was. Don't want to rake up bad memories.
And you're working all over Christmas. You should make time for some fun, Roy. Festive season, remember?
I'm going to Adam and Ian's do. In fact, speaking of which...
We've managed to sign up a few pre-Christmas parties.
Well, that's good, considering you've only been properly open a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and we're fully booked for Christmas Day lunch.
Well done, Kenton. That must be quite an honour for you.
Oh, yeah, you betcha. By the time you add in the wine and other drinks...
And New Year's Eve?
Ticket only. Never mind the nanny, have a hoot at the ball. Still a few available if you gents are interested. Tony's just bought a couple.
Oh, it's so good to see the place thriving again.
And we're getting quite a few new faces in to eat. You know, they've heard about the refurb and they've come to try it out.
Mm. And hopefully they'll become regulars.
Well, fingers crossed.
Evening all.
Hey,
Roy. Oh, and Charlie too. Hi, mate.
Hi. Adam. Ian.
Hi.
Lovely
evening.
Oh, congratulations for tomorrow.
Oh, cheers.
What would you like to drink? It's on a tap.
Oh, great. Pint of lager for me.
Oh, Shires, please.
Oh, a lager and two Guinnesses for my lot.
Okay. Jolene, two lagers, two Guinness, one Shires, please. Thanks a lot.
Oh, so, Roy, will you be selling these dodgy pictures under the counter at Grey Gables?
Do what?
The nudie calendar.
Yeah, no, but Linda pretty much insisted it go on sale.
I can imagine.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
Really?
Yeah, well, yeah, some pages anyway. I don't suppose it has the same appeal to you boys.
No, well, let's just say it's more of an academic interest.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm dreading turning over the page and seeing my mother.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to tear out the page with Elizabeth.
Could take years of therapy to unravel.
Yeah.
Oh, and I hear it's even going to be sold in the church after services. Whoa, carry on, Vicar.
It's for a good cause, and it's not as if anyone will be showing what they shouldn't.
Evening.
Ooh. Quite a few here already, I see.
All right, Rob. Here's the troublemaker. I hope you're not planning your usual stag night tricks.
I shall be the perfect guest.
If that's all right with you, Chet?
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. You're very welcome.
Right, let's liven this party up a bit, shall we?
Charlie? Rob?
How are things at Bridge Farm? Shop doing well?
Yeah, very well, thanks.
I hear you're still pretty heavily involved.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm doing everything I can to support Helen.
Okay, you lot. Get these down here.
Kenton!
Oh. What shots?
We ordered beers.
Yeah, and they're coming. This is just a little stiffener on the house to get the party started.
So, what's it called?
Kings. You must have played it.
Sorry, Ian?
Well, drinking games aren't my thing.
Look, is it like Circle of Death?
Ah, you see, Charlie knows. Yeah. Well... It's a bit like that, but there are more actions for the smaller cards.
So we each take a card in turn, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and depending on what it is, you have to do something. So two is you, and then you nominate someone to take a drink. Three is me, you take a drink.
Is Ace Waterfall?
Exactly.
Waterfall?
But everyone starts drinking, and you can't stop until the player before you does.
Oh, right. That's me, right?
No, Ian.
I need to see how Brendan's getting on. Have fun.
I don't think it's my sort of thing either. I'll ask Chris if he fancies it.
We need as many as we can, really. Okay, look, I'm going to go and rally the troops.
Jezza, fancy a drinking game?
I didn't realise you were such a bar games expert.
Oh, hardly. Just played a few at college.
Ah. Thank you for coming tonight. It can't have been easy.
Oh, no. Don't mention it. Look, you're my friend, and this is an important step for you. Hmm? No, I wouldn't have missed it.
And Fallon's tea room opens soon, doesn't it?
Yeah, Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Ed said he's been helping them set up.
All hands to the pump, then?
Yeah, well, if the pump's covered with a floral pattern and made to look 50 years old.
Well, Fallon and Emma are busy with Christmas parties, too.
Oh, they're putting in the hours, Roy. I'll give them that.
I think I'll get another drink. You guys?
Yeah, I'll have a top-up.
Rob?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
All right. Back in a minute.
Okay, I think.
Ian, before you go, I just wanted to congratulate you.
What on?
With the wedding, of course.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, it just goes to show there are lots of ways of living a life. Try to persuade the average woman to give it a go, then.
Lots of women want to get married.
Yes, but combining it with the freedom you both have.
Freedom?
Well, of course, there's an argument that being honest about other partners is actually very healthy.
What are you saying?
Well, your open relationship, if that's the right term. There was that fling Adam had with one of his pickers, wasn't there? What was his name? Someone told me...
Pavel?
Pavel, yeah, that's it, yeah. And, well, of course, there's this on-off thing he has with Charlie, but I assume what's sauce for the gander is sauce for the, well, gander, as it were. I quite envy you, if I'm honest.
Where have you got this from, Rob?
Well, I assumed it was common knowledge. I mean, Helen even saw them kissing on New Year's Eve.
Adam and Charlie.
Yeah, so it can't be that secret, can it? Oh, I'm sorry, I hope I haven't spoken out of turn.
No. It's just... I mean, obviously, I knew about Adam and Charlie and Pavel. I just didn't realise, you know... that.
Well, that's a small village for you. Impossible to keep secrets in a place like Ambridge.
Yeah.
Oh, that's better.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just bad luck to be the player next to Jazza.
You didn't have to keep drinking, Charlie.
No, it's a matter of honour. Never back down.
Well, if you're okay...
Oh, Adam. Look, I meant what I said.
What?
I do genuinely hope you and Ian have a long and happy life together.
Thank you.
But, well, I hope you won't forget me.
Of course not.
All the way up there in Scotland.
We'll keep in touch, won't we?
Well, do you think that's a good idea? I wonder if a clean break might be better for...
What?
Hello, Ian.
Yeah, Brian said you were right here.
Charlie needed a breath of air.
Yeah, had a bit of a head-to-head with Jazza in the...
Yeah, whatever. Adam, I think it's time we went.
Really?
Yeah, busy day tomorrow.
You all right?
I'm a bit tired, that's all.
Okay. I'll just finish my drink, say my goodbyes then.
Okay, fair enough. I'll see you at home.
These earrings... or these?
The green ones.
Oh, really? I'd have thought the other ones.
Well, why did you ask me if you already knew?
Oh, I wanted my very best for Adam and Ian.
And so you will, darling.
Rather different from last time, isn't it?
What a civil partnership. Mm-hmm. It sure is.
Oh, I'm so pleased you've come round to accepting them, Brian.
Well, I know Adam can be an infernal nuisance when it comes to the farm. But compared with Kate, at least he's run his private life in an exemplary manner.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Do you know what Henry said on the way to... What is it?
Oh, this dress. I look like such a frump.
No, you don't.
Wish I'd been able to get something new last week.
You look fine, darling. There's no point wasting money on clothes you'll hardly ever wear.
It's about the fifth one I've tried on. Nothing fits me anymore. You look smart.
Hmm? Oh, well, here's a wedding.
But...
I assume suit and tie is the order of the day?
Well, you mean you're coming, Rob?
Of course.
I didn't think you wanted anything to do with it.
Where on earth did you get that idea?
Well, I'm pleased, obviously. But I'm a bit surprised.
Well, I don't see why. We may not be bosom buddies, but Adam's your cousin. Least I can do is be there to support you.
I didn't know you were out here. Gran's just dropped a card in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she didn't stop. Just wanted to wish us the best for the day.
Right.
I was very touched. When you remember the fuss she caused last time. How things can change, eh?
They certainly can.
Ian, are you okay? You... you do want to go through with it, don't you?
Well, I was going to ask you the same question.
Of course I do. Why would you think otherwise?
Well, and it's taken nearly a year.
Ian, I don't know what's brought this on, but I love you, and I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
Really?
Yeah, really. Come on. Let's get married.
Are things back to normal at Barrow Farm now?
I'm getting there. I'm aiming to have everything running smoothly for when the new manager arrives.
And then you're off to Perthshire?
Yes, mid to late January, I expect.
What's the new chap like?
Oh, I don't think they've appointed quite yet.
No.
Justin's put an agency onto it, and I suspect it might be someone from overseas.
Excuse me, Charlie.
Oh, of course.
Well, make sure you switch that off for the ceremony.
I will. Right, Aldridge.
That's a nice hat, Jennifer.
Oh, yes, thank you. And you look very smart. Mind you, you always do.
Thank you. I try to make an effort.
You seem a bit nervous, Charlie.
Nervous?
Mm-hmm. Anyone would think you were getting married today.
No. I just didn't sleep well last night.
Ah, overdid it at the stag party?
Well, perhaps. A little bit.
Oh, and what are your Christmas plans?
Oh, I'll be working.
All through?
Yeah, pretty much. A lot of the staff head home, so the management team needs to cover as much as possible. I'm hoping I might have a few days off once I've handed over to the new chap.
But that'll be January.
Yes.
Look, you must pop into Home Farm for a Christmas drink any time.
Oh, thank you. Will Adam and Ian be spending Christmas with you?
Mm-hmm. I have a feeling they'll be keen to do their own thing. Newlyweds, you know. Mm. And Ian will be working, of course.
So, car's here.
Oh, how exciting.
Hello. Oh, congratulations.
Helen.
Oh. Mm.
You okay, Ian?
Yeah, fine.
Right, stand still.
Ah, what's this?
Buttonholes.
Oh, isn't she a sweetheart, Ian?
You didn't need to bother, Helen.
Nothing.
We didn't want a fuss.
Oh, what a nice touch.
Yeah, well, Helen's very thoughtful. Oh, by the way, Jennifer, your old kitchen units are going to look splendid in the village hall.
Oh, have you seen them?
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been helping out when I can.
Work must be slowing down now.
Yeah, I imagine it is. I mean, yes, with Christmas.
Here they're all hoping it'll be ready for Easter, though.
Quite so.
Rob, at the Hunt Ball, I really shouldn't have mentioned Adam's little indiscretion. I don't know what I was thinking. And you
There's no need to worry, Jennifer. You can rely on me to behave appropriately.
Well, you both look very smart.
Oh, thank you. It was a lovely thought, wasn't it, Ian?
I suppose so.
Oh, there's Chris and Alice. I just need a quick word. Bit of confusion earlier.
Yeah, off you go.
See you inside.
Right. You look great, Ian.
Yeah, so do you. I'm just going to go and make sure my dad's all right.
Right, okay.
I won't be long.
Good morning.
Charlie, how's the head?
Oh, yeah, it's fine, thanks. Is Ian okay? Seemed a bit off last night.
Oh, you know, he's just been working right up to the wire.
Oh, of course. Look, I meant what I said, you know. I want you to be happy.
Yeah, thank you.
It's just as long as you feel that you're doing the right...
Photo, you two!
Oh,
Come on, smile. Smile. That's better.
The registrar says the room's ready now.
Better get Ian.
And I promise I will always walk beside you as your loving and devoted husband. And give you the very best of me.
Adam, I reaffirm the vows I made to love, support and care for you. To be faithful and true.
He's really choked up, isn't he?
Well, that's a lot for him to take on.
To be faithful and true in mind, body and spirit, and to stand with you for the rest of our life together.
Oh, it was so moving. Oh, Ian.
Hey, mind your glass.
Oops. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's all right, no worries.
Wasn't it lovely, Brian?
Oh, very much so. Congratulations, both of you.
Thank you. Perhaps we'd better get a napkin.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that'll wipe off.
Back in a minute.
Don't be annoyed with me, darling.
I'm not.
What's up, then?
Ah, I was just thinking about that call from Justin earlier. We're going to be seeing each other at Boxing Day shoots. And why do you want to have lunch with me after Christmas as well?
He obviously needs to talk to you about something.
Yeah, something he can't say when there are others around. Very mysterious.
Oh, look, Charlie's on his own. Should we
go? No, you go, Jenny. No, I'll get us a topper.
Oh, it's all right. Charlie? Oh, haven't you got a drink?
I'm fine, thanks.
Yeah, I've been thinking about Christmas, and you should really try to enjoy yourself a bit, you know.
I really don't think I'm going to have the time, Jennifer.
The buffet's ready. Do help yourself.
Actually, I'm sorry, Adam, but I'm not going to be able to stay for the food.
Oh, no.
In fact, I really should head off. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're welcome.
Far too hard.
Mm.
Such a pity he hasn't found the right girl.
Yeah.
Oh, he's such a dish. He's so well-mannered. I'm sure he would break a few hearts.
Just 2 days to the opening. Fallon and Emma worked till nearly midnight last night.
Did they?
I don't know if you know, but Harrison usually volunteers at the Elms on Christmas Day. You know, the homeless shelter? So this year, Fallon said she'll do it with him. Isn't that lovely?
Yeah, very charitable.
Rob?
What?
I know you're not keen on how Fallon's decorating the cafe.
No, it's not that. Actually, it's this wedding.
Aren't you enjoying it?
I'm just rather surprised that it's happened, given Adam's track record.
Well, with Charlie heading off to Scotland, anything there might have been between them is obviously over now.
Yeah. I suppose Ian must be banking on that.
May we join you?
Mm.
Oh, yeah, of course. Mm. Oh, thank you.
It looks like lovely food.
Mm. It is. The caponata is delicious.
Jolene's obviously making the most of her refurbished kitchen.
Did you get the cutlery for me?
Yes, darling, and a napkin.
Oh, thank you, Brian.
Can't have you tearing into it with your fingers, can you?
Well, I'm glad you can tuck in cheerfully anyway.
Sorry?
Given how worried you were about your dress, darling.
Kenton's just given me some rather worrying news.
Well, champagne's run out.
Oh, no, that would be bad news,
wouldn't it?
No, it's Carol Tregoran, her daughter Anna.
Mm-hmm.
She's had a terribly messy breakup, so Carol's having to go and visit her right away.
Well, how does Kenton know?
Jill told him.
Ah. Well, I mean, obviously that's bad news for Carol's daughter, but I don't quite see what...
Calendar girls... Carol will have to pull out of the show.
Oh.
And I can't imagine what Linda's going to say. Aren't you hungry, Helen?
Just overfilled my plate. You know how it is with buffets.
When we got together, a few people wondered, with a farmer's early starts and a chef's late finishes, how we'd ever manage to see each other. But... maybe that's the reason for our success. But on the rare occasion we do get together, Ian makes me feel happy and secure and very much loved. Thank you all for coming and helping us celebrate this important step in our life together.
I'm just going to pop to the loo.
Ian hasn't spoken yet.
Ian, I'll be right back.
Come on, Ian.
I did have a speech prepared, but what I want to say, Adam is the only man I've ever truly loved, and being with him has given me more happiness than I could ever have hoped for. You know, being in a couple can be hard. You have to survive rocky times, and sometimes you have to gamble on the future, but you know, I hope when we're old, we'll look back on today and know we did the right thing.
Rob, maybe a toast.
What?
Propose a toast.
Go on, darling, go on.
Ladies and gentlemen, could you join me in a toast to... the happy couple.
The happy couple.
Take my top off at my age.
So you said no then?
I told Linda.
I'm not unsympathetic. I know Carol's left her with a big problem, but I'm not the one to solve it for her.
What does she say?
You know Linda. She's a past master in emotional blackmail. But I said it's out of the question. Chris and Peggy feel the same.
She asked Auntie Peggy?
Yes.
God, she is getting desperate. Slow down, Mum.
Have you seen something?
That you. She's limping, look.
Oh, yes.
Oh, damn it. Right, let's look at the rest.
I'm sure she'll find someone.
Well, I'm glad you said no. Yeah, no offence, but it's bad enough I'm going to see my sister in the buff, even if it is behind a teapot.
It is a very big teapot, David.
I should hope so.
You had any sense out of Josh about Christmas?
Nope. He keeps saying he just wants money.
Mm.
And with this skiing trip coming up, he'll need some cash.
Well, I'll try to get him a little gift to open as well.
OK. I'm more concerned that he gets his UCAS form finished, to be honest. And preferably before he goes away. Oh, no. There's another one.
Oh, dear.
Normally I just jump out and treat them myself. Now Pip's going to have to make a special trip up here.
Could I help?
We'd have to turn them over, Mum. I think your sheep wrestling days are over.
You're probably right.
If she hasn't got enough to do. Oh!
She won't mind.
No, it's just so frustrating when we're under such pressure.
I thought you were coping all right with Matthew.
With the work, yes. But it's the bigger picture. The way the milk price collapsed this year, it's really made me think.
I can remember plenty of times when your father worried about the future, but we pulled in our belts and waited for the upturn. Surely you'll survive this.
Probably. But what about the next time there's a slump, and the time after that?
What does Ruth think?
Oh, we haven't really talked in detail. When she rings, you know, she often can't speak for long, and I'm trying to keep things positive. I don't want her to get a load of doom and gloom from me.
It's hard for you.
And still not knowing when she'll be home.
It won't be long now.
It's good of you to help, Joe.
Oh, better than sitting around at Grey Gables. Never thought you could get tired of a luxury hotel, but I'd be glad to see the back of the place.
And me.
So, what are we doing then?
Well, you know when we brought everything down here...
Ah, good of Pat and Tony Archer to give us use of the barn.
Oh, yeah. But it was such a rush. I want to check through everything, make sure we still want to keep him.
Oh, no point carting it over to Grange Farm just to throw it away, eh?
Exactly. And I need to start making a list of things we're going to need. I think it might be a bit bare at first.
Oh, we can pick stuff up secondhand.
Yeah.
We'll be fine. So...
Let's start with the kitchen things.
Uh-huh.
I can't even remember if the kettle survived, and we've got to have that.
Yeah, well, shall I look through, see if I can find it?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
I saw Ian Craver driving for work this morning. Or is it Macy now?
Oh, I expect he's kept his own name.
Didn't exactly look like Love's Young Dream.
Probably weren't too happy coming back to work the day after his wedding.
Ha-ha-ha! Well, it didn't take long, did it?
Oh, you found it?
Yeah.
Well, that's going on as soon as we walk in the door. Oh, I can't believe we can be in Grange Farm again. What Christmas it's going to be.
Oh, there it is. Mind you,
well,
it'll be a better Christmas if we sold all our turkeys. I knew them Fairbrothers spelt trouble.
You can see he fancies his chances with her.
He does.
This temp they've got in for the milking... Call me Matthew.
Does he?
He'll soon find out what a tease she is.
Pip isn't a tease.
Now look how long she's been stringing me along. She talks the talk, all right, but she won't walk the walk.
Can we change the subject?
Sorry, am I maligning the reputation of a lady?
It wouldn't be the first time.
Okay, what do you want to talk about, Rex?
I'm worried about dressing the geese. I mean, leaving aside the fact I'm meant to be taking it easy after you clattered me.
You know how sorry I am for that, mate.
Yeah.
But you're right, yeah, we've got a big few days coming up.
I mean, I know we've read the books and watched the videos, but it's like being in the scrum. Until you do it for real, you just don't know what it's like.
We'll soon get the hang of it.
I hope so. 60 a day. And that's what two experienced guys could expect to get through.
Well, now...
We'll have to get our speed up first. We'll be working the weekend as it is. I could see us having to work through the night, too.
I have had a thought about that.
We'll end up too knackered to deliver them. What thought?
That's why we're taking this little trip.
Are you going to tell me where we're going?
You'll find out, bro.
In you go.
Is it just these two need doing?
They were the only ones I noticed. But you could think of setting up a more structured foot trimming regime. You'd pick up a lot of problems before they occurred then.
Okay. I'll talk to Dad.
Anyway, you were saying? Young farmer's party?
Oh, yeah. No, it's a James Bond theme this year. Lots of us are planning to go.
Yeah. Josh was saying he's sorry he'll miss it.
Oh, I'm not. He was a complete embarrassment last year.
That's little brothers for you.
Yeah.
Actually, Pip, I was thinking, do you fancy having a Christmas drink sometime this week?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Great. Right, let's take a look at this foot.
But you will hook it up.
Oh, yes.
No, I don't want you to make the same mistake Dad made.
Toby, this man of mystery act's wearing a bit thin.
Okay. I agree we're beginners at pulling the guts out of geese. So, what we need is a bit of experienced help. Someone who really knows their birds.
Bridge Farm doesn't do poultry.
No, but Clary Grundy does.
What?
And this is where she works.
Are you nuts?
Okay, they do turkeys, but there must be lots in common. And she may well have drawn the odd goose in her time.
The Grundys reckon we're public enemy number one. Oh, come on, let's get out of here.
Oi!
Oh, God.
Hello, Joe. Didn't expect to see you here.
Oh, I bet you didn't. Hey, Joe.
If you come to steal some more of our business, you're out of luck. Pat and Tony Archer have shown us a bit of loyalty.
Joe?
Hi, Clary. Have you got a moment?
Yeah, you can't butter everybody up with your soft soap.
We've only got a few minutes.
Oh, we won't keep you long. I was just wondering if you guys had any turkeys you haven't sold yet.
Oh, come to gloat, have you?
Not at all.
No, if we have, it's all your fault. Never had no unsold birds before you Fairbrothers come along.
The reason I ask, we've got a few geese we haven't sold yet.
Yeah, about 60, actually.
You see what you've done? You ruined the market for all of us. You created a poultry mountain. You're as bad as EEC.
Joe, let him speak, for goodness sake. Yeah.
Thanks, Clary. What it is, there's going to be a Christmas produce market next Wednesday in Felpsham, like a seasonal farmer's market sort of thing.
So?
So, I've booked a stall.
Have you?
And I thought if you had any turkeys left, you could come along too. Make it a big festive poultry sale.
Yeah.
No, hold on, Joe. We've still got birds with no orders.
Yeah, and how much you're going to charge us, eh? But you want half our profit.
No, whatever you make, you keep. We just thought, with your turkeys as well as our geese, it'd be more of an event.
Well, you can stuff your event up your parson's nose.
Actually, it sounds like a very fair offer.
Clearly, no.
And we'd like to take you up on it. Thank you for thinking of us.
Great. There is just one thing. We've still to dress all our geese. We reckon it's going to take us about 4 days from Thursday.
And the rest, city boy.
Joe.
We just wondered whether you might be able to give us a hand, Clary.
Oh, I don't think...
I mean, you know pretty much all there is to know.
I'm sorry. I really don't see how I could. We got our own birds to dress this week, and we're flat out here as well.
I appreciate you're a very busy woman, but if you could manage a few hours, maybe over the weekend.
And there's Christmas, and we're moving next week.
We'd pay you, of course.
This heel looks okay to me. Pass the ruler, will you?
Here.
Thanks. Yeah, 3.6. A bit of leeway yet.
Cool.
Just check the balance.
Hello!
Oh, hi, Gran.
Pip, I'm sorry, but there are a couple of limpers in Blacklands.
Okay.
You'll need to get up there and get some Engamycin on them.
No problem.
Right, she's done. Sorry about that. Hello.
Hi.
Impressive concentration. Matthew's a real artist with a paring knife.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I did a good course a few years ago.
I really need to get trained. Could we sort it in the new year, Dad?
Yeah, good idea.
I use the Dutch five-step method.
Mm, and it works a treat.
Right, you can let her out now.
Mm, on you go. Was there anything else, Dad, other than the sheep?
No, just that.
Oh, I'll pop up and do them after I've chosen that calf for the nativity play.
Right.
Do you want to help me?
Why not?
We'll see you later then.
Okay.
So what are we looking for?
Just a nice docile one, I guess.
Right, doesn't have to look divine or anything.
They're getting on well.
Yeah, he's a nice lad. And he knows his stuff.
I think there might be more to it than that.
Really? No, I don't think so.
We'll see. Anyway, it's nice to see youngsters so enthusiastic about farming. It reminds me of you.
Young me, you mean?
Well,
finding it hard to raise enthusiasm at the moment, Mum. Our November milk income was down 14 grand on last year.
Oh.
And it was the same for pretty much every month before that.
I didn't realise it was that bad.
I've started to wonder why we're doing this.
David, is it really that serious?
I'm afraid so. We may just have to face fact.
You're not saying get rid of the herd?
It's possible. I mean, I don't want to.
Oh, surely it won't come to that.
I hope not. But if the business is turning into some sort of lottery, so however well you do the job, you just don't know if you're going to make any profit.
I think you could do with a cup of tea.
I think I could.
And a piece of walnut sponge.
Oh, sounds good.
Are you coming?
In a minute. I'm just going to try Ruth again.
All right. Give her my love.
I will. No, it's gone to... Oh. Hi, love. It's me again. I just wanted to say happy anniversary. Yes, I remembered. And I've got you a little something. It's here, safe and sound, waiting for you. Well, that's... That's it, really. I'll send you an email, right? And I love you.
You do the till. I'll put the produce in the outside racks.
Okay.
They're hunting today.
Sorry, Rob.
Hounds are at Waterley Cross. They'll have to manage without me.
We could have gone, you know.
No, we're far too busy here.
We'd have managed somehow.
Well, as I told Henry, I know he's missing his Saturday rides too, but this side of Christmas, I need to support Mummy. Oh, there's not many of these left, darling.
What's that?
Sun-dried tomatoes. Are there any in the store?
I'll
check in a minute and add them to the order if not.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll give this chiller a good clean.
No, I can do that.
Got some disinfectant, haven't we?
I don't mind doing it.
No. I'm happy to be the backroom boy. And we don't want you overdoing things.
I can manage a little bit of cleaning.
No. You concentrate on what you do best.
What's that?
Customer service, darling. You're so at home behind that till.
Well, thank you, but I can fit in other things as well.
Where's that chard Tony promised me? Oh, I better go and give him a hurry up.
Oh, don't be too hard on him.
Too hard?
Tom's so busy with the extra sausage and chipolata orders, so Dad's covering the veg and salads practically single-handed.
I know that.
It's meant to be retired.
Don't worry, darling. I'll be gentle.
Up there, Eddie.
But where?
Left. No, left.
This is left.
No, well, the other left.
You mean your left?
No, left is left, and it... left!
Stop saying left, Dad.
Right.
Is that your right?
No, you're not doing it now.
I can see it. Right, come in then.
Listen.
What?
A missile thrush for mistletoe, eh?
Right, I reckon that's all that's worth cutting from here.
Yeah, you're probably right. Anyway, what was you saying about Jolene?
Oh, she wants to get a few carol singers together around the green next week.
Oh?
You, me, Mike, maybe, if he's around. You know, the usual suspects.
What's she bothering about that?
Oh, reckons if people are in a festive mood, they're more likely to pop over to the pub for a Christmas drink.
Yeah, well, it's marketing, is it?
Oh, not exactly, just, you know, seasonal cheer.
Don't see why we should be supporting the bull.
What?
Well, I don't know, it's been changed beyond all recognition.
Oh, it ain't changed beyond recognition. It might be a little bit bright.
Yeah, full of strangers.
A few people trying out the new menu, that's all.
Don't recognise nobody there no more.
Well, suit yourself. She said there'd be a couple of free drinks in it.
Oh, did she?
Christmas carol sponsored by the ball sort of thing, but if you don't...
Yeah, well, I never said I didn't want to.
You did.
Wanted to know the terms, that's all. If it's a professional engagement, well, you've got to be professional, ain't you, right?
Okay, Dad, I'll tell her yes then.
Well, you better make sure you see some of that for us.
Yeah, I will.
You know, decorate the old place in style for a traditional Grundy Christmas.
Who'd have thought it, eh?
Christmas at Grange Farm. Even better than Christmas at Keeper's Cottage would have been, eh?
Doc Locke's moving in soon. Reckon he should be good for a couple of bunches.
Well, he owes us, I reckon.
Yeah, maybe. Hey, I thought we could park the trailer up outside the church on Sunday.
Ah, I think that's a good idea. Nab the God-fearing folk as they comes out of Matins, all full of Christian charity.
And Fallon says she'll have some for the team.
Yeah, no, we won't mention how pagan Mistletoe is.
So I was thinking Bridge Farm's fancy new shop might want to sell some too.
Oh, it's lovely, isn't it?
Mm. Emma and Fallon have done a wonderful job.
You'd never guess it only opened this morning.
Yep, they hit the ground running.
Well, I wasn't sure, but I was passing, so I just thought I'd pop in.
Well, they had a little opening ceremony, a glass of champagne, then it was straight into lunches. Will you stay for something, Elizabeth?
Oh, I don't really have time. The New Year ball still needs firming up. And with Deck the Hall and the rink and everything.
Well, sounds like you need some fuel then.
And Freddie and Lily break up today, so they'll need sorting.
A quick bite and you can tell me all about it. I haven't seen you for months.
No.
Look, it wouldn't take 2 minutes for Fallon to put a bit of quiche and salad on a plate for you.
Is that what you've ordered, Helen?
No, I've had mine. But Rob's covering my lunch break, and if I go back too soon, he'll tell me off, so go on, please.
Oh, all right. Emma, I will have something after all. Oh, you're so lucky having Rob to look after you.
Yes, he's, Freddie and Lily, they're in year...
Year 11.
Oh, GCSE's not far off then.
Yeah, they've got their mocks in the new year. So I'm hoping to see some studying over the holidays.
Not just Christmas fun?
Christmas fun? What's that? It's such a stressful time of year. I mean, I know it is for everyone, but with the business as well.
Yes, it must be hard for you.
Oh, I can't help thinking.
What?
Really?
Well, I know Mum's very happy at Brookfield.
Look at this, Dad.
And it really is where she belongs.
It was fancy.
But it would be wonderful to have her at Lower Loxley right now. Good Lord!
Afternoon.
Burnham Wood has come to Dunson Inn.
What?
Macbeth, Joe. I did it for O-level.
Right. This is for young Fallon to make this place a bit festive.
If they can find anywhere to fit it in.
No, I'm glad I seen you, Ellen Archer.
Titchener,
Joe. We was talking about you, weren't we, Eddie?
Oh, we was. Thought you might like to sell some holly and mistletoe in your shop across the yard.
Oh.
Finest quality.
Ideal import.
Locally grown.
Recyclable. Right up Bridge Farm Street, I'd have thought.
So what do you see?
I don't know. What do you think, Elizabeth?
It's not really my call. It's your shop.
Yes. You'd better talk to Rob.
Okay, is he about?
Yes, he's in the shop now. He'll know what to do.
We'll drop this stuff off first.
Yeah.
I'm expecting a call. I thought it might be Ian.
It's finest quality.
Ideal impulse purchase.
Locally grown.
Recyclable. Right up Bridge Farm Street, I'd have thought.
Yeah, I see. But is it organic?
Organic?
Well, nobody's going to be eating it. It's poisonous, mistletoe is. And Ollie, come to that.
Yeah, but we're an organic shop, you see, Joe.
Oh, well, if you're going to insist on that...
Actually, Dad, I mean, it might not have a certification or nothing... But it's totally natural. Grown without sprays or nitrogen. It's not far off organic. Organic-ish.
I'm only teasing, Eddie.
Oh.
Yeah, it sounds like a very good idea.
So you'll take some then?
Yeah, we'll try half a dozen garlands, 2 kissing boughs and a couple of bunches of mistletoe. I'll let you know if we need any more.
Oh, great stuff. Thanks, Rob. You really had us going there for a minute. Bit of a comedian, eh?
Well, I'll tell you what, Eddie.
What?
Yeah, while we're here, there's somebody else we should talk to.
So, what about calendar girls?
Oh, and that on top of everything. What on earth possessed me to say yes to it?
Well, I know how persuasive Linda can be.
Oh, it's such a big role, Helen.
I did think about taking part myself.
And Linda seems to spend half her time at Lower Loxley now, in her production office. It's just another thing that makes my life more complicated.
It is still going ahead, then?
Oh, yes.
Hasn't Carol Tregoran pulled out?
She has, which, of course, threw Linda into a flat spin.
Oh, I can imagine.
She even asked Mum to step in.
Jill not keen.
No, absolutely not. So then Linda trawled all her Amdram contacts and Tristan Hawkshaw from Felbersham Light Opera.
I remember, he was very nice about Blythe Spirit.
Well, he suggested Jean Harvey.
Jean Harvey?
Who said yes.
Wouldn't have had her down as an actor. Especially not for something like Calendar Girls.
And she did a lot when she was younger, apparently. And, as you say, Linda's very persuasive. So we have a replacement, Jessie.
And the show goes on.
Trouble is, now Linda's called an emergency rehearsal. It's the last thing I need.
Oh, I bet.
Anyway, how about you? What's going on?
Oh, well, you know, not much to tell. Shop's doing well. Mm-hmm. Henry's playing a sheep in the church nativity.
Aww.
At least he will be if I get his costume finished in time.
Good, she's still here.
Hello again.
Hello. What did Rob say?
Oh, yeah, he's taking a bit of each.
Oh, good.
Now he needs a word with young Elizabeth here.
Oh, me?
Yeah, this deck the old thing of yours. You got anybody selling seasonal greenery there?
No.
Yeah, well, you should, eh? Your customers will be expecting it.
I'm not sure they will. And all the stalls are taken anyway.
Oh, we don't need no fancy stalls.
No, we can bring our car boot set up.
It's good stuff. Well, you see it. Finest quality.
Ideal impulse purchase.
Locally grown.
Yes,
recyclable.
Yes,
right up,
yes, yes, yes. I heard all that before, Joe.
Well?
I suppose we could put you on the terrace. It's close to where everyone comes in and out of the main market area.
Is that a yes?
Yes, go on.
Brilliant.
And as we don't need a stall, you won't be charging us much for the pitch, will you?
I'm sure we can come to some arrangement. And now I really do need to finish this lunch.
Yeah, we'll let you get on. I need a Woolly Fallon any role.
Yeah, well, you already seen her.
I just had an idea. Wanted to keep an eye out for summer.
We didn't seem to talk much on Monday, so, you know, if you can spare half an hour, perhaps we could catch up. I've got some lovely photos on my phone. Anyway, give me a call, OK? Bye.
Who was that?
Oh, just leaving a message for Ian.
Another one?
Well, he hasn't got back to me.
He's just busy, Helen.
Yeah, I guess. Is Henry all right?
Yeah, very sleepy. We were reading Where the Wild Things Are.
Oh.
He wonders when his sheep costume will be ready.
Oh, I should have it finished tonight.
That's good.
Rob?
Mm-hmm?
I'm a bit worried about Mum.
Are you?
Well, she's meant to be retired, but she seems to be working hard as ever. I'd really like to give her as much support as possible.
Yeah, of course, Diana.
Especially she's having all the family on Christmas Day. So I wanted to help her out with the cooking and shopping and... What?
Well...
What is it, Rob?
I know how you like being with your parents at Christmas, but I did think it'd be nice, as it's our first Christmas as a proper family, if we had our lunch here. Just the three of us.
Oh.
Obviously, we'd go round in the morning for presents and so on, but then come home and spend the rest of the day by our own tree. Wouldn't that be nice?
Well, yes, of course it would be.
I can't help thinking it might be good for you to have a quiet Christmas for a change. Can get so rowdy at Bridge Farm.
Rowdy?
Well, the games and so on.
But I enjoy all that. Don't you think Henry will be terribly disappointed?
Well, I'm sure we could give him a lovely time here. It's up to you. Whatever you decide.
Don't mind me.
I expect you can't wait to get back to the Dower House.
Mm?
Now the Snells are back at Ambridge Hall. It's not very convenient having to use the kitchen table. Not for you, I mean.
I don't mind.
And you've got a nice dedicated office back at home.
And it's far too close to Christmas to think about moving.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, Lillian. No, I'd be happy to give you all the help you need.
Yes, well, maybe I'll think about it in the new year.
You...
Yes?
Sorry, but can I move some of this stuff?
Oh, yeah. Free, Brian. It's your table.
It is, yes. Universal Spirit? This isn't Amside stuff, surely?
No. I was looking over a few things for Kate.
Oh, right.
She's planning some yoga and detox days. Open to all.
Oh, bear it in mind.
Anyway, darling, what have you been up to this morning?
Oh, I was just talking to Adam about our new stag.
Oh, sounds exciting.
Well, one of our old boys, nearly 15, so it's time to bring in a younger model.
Oh, yeah?
We saw a magnificent four-year-old in the summer on a place in Lincolnshire. And now the rut's over, the owner's happy to let him go.
Mm, so at home farm, the young thrusting upstart's taking over from the old stager.
Well, that's about the size of it.
And you're getting a new stag, don't you?
Sorry?
Nothing, darling, nothing. Did you enjoy the wedding?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Oh, it's such a shame the boys couldn't take a proper honeymoon. They're probably hardly seeing each other at the moment.
Well, as Adam said, that may be a good arrangement for a long and happy marriage.
Yeah, and it's a busy time of year for everyone, I suppose.
Yeah, well, certainly for Roy. That's why I'm taking over Phoebe's driving lessons.
Yeah. Brian, I'd be quite happy to do that, you know.
No, it's fine.
Now, I think that Phoebe might be more comfortable.
Trouble is, Roy's been too casual. I mean, her test's only a couple of weeks away. She needs to unpick a lot of bad habits she wants to pass. Of course, she's worried about Oxford, so that doesn't help her concentration.
Yeah, but I do think she finds that you...
There's no lesson today, though, because I'm taking David to Borchester NFU's AGM.
Right.
At the Feathers.
Oh, yes, of course. Where else?
Main speaker's an agricultural economist.
Ooh, you certainly know how to have a good time.
Well, David's been under the cosh lately. Do him good to have a day off with a few old friends.
I think the wall of crisps needs tidying.
Oh, hold on, Linda.
What?
Santa hat? Or would you prefer an elf one?
Susan, it's bad enough being forced to wear a fire hazard in tabard form. I refuse to crown the look with synthetic headgear fashioned from toxic chemicals in central China.
Oh, I don't know. You and Jim, what a pair of Grinches.
Oh, Jim said no too, did he? Good for him.
He doesn't even like the music.
Well, frankly, I can see his point. Every retail outlet's bombarded us with the pipes of peace since bonfire night. Do we really have to do the same?
Anyone would think you didn't like Christmas.
No, on the contrary. I'm fully in favour of the true spirit of Christmas. What I object to is when...
Morning! I promised Jenny I'd pick up the echo.
Certainly, Lillian.
Eddie's a cheerful bunny today.
Oh, you just saw him, did you?
He's on his way to Lower Loxley with a van full of greenery.
Oh, Elizabeth's letting him have a stall.
Oh.
They were round ours till Lord knows when last night, making up garlands and that.
I'm so pleased they'll have somewhere to stay over Christmas.
I'm looking forward to getting my ace back. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love having Emma and the kids round, of course, but, oh, it will be nice to come back to a quiet, tidy house once in a while.
Naturally.
Clary's invited us over for Christmas dinner.
To Grange Farm? Oh, how nice.
I must pop over and buy a garland or something. A little contribution to Home Farm's Christmas cheer.
Well, you could do it this evening on the way to rehearsal.
Rehearsal?
Yes. Didn't you get the email?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I've called in the emergency rehearsal to get Jean Harvey up to speed.
Oh.
Quite a casting coup, though I say it myself. Did you know in 1982 she played Miss Prism and Gertrude?
Miss who?
In the same season. And more recently, she had a great success in The Gondoliers. So she tells me anyway.
Oh, wow. Quite a star, then. Sounds like we all have a lot to learn from her.
There you are, David. One pint of Borchester's finest.
Oh, thanks, Brian.
Mm. Oh, it's going down well.
Oh, I need this.
Yeah, well, so will those Fairbrother lads by the sound of it.
Yeah, well, they know it's a pretty daunting task.
Dressing and packing a couple of hundred geese.
250.
Have they done anything like that before?
Nope.
Sounds like they're in for a long and tiring day.
Several days, more like.
Well, they're rugby lads, aren't they? At least they're fit and healthy.
Yeah.
I was talking to Ron and Vera while you were at the bar.
The meddlers?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't suppose they've cheered up since last week.
Not so you could tell. Bank Farm sounding like a pretty grim place at the moment.
Yeah, that was the impression I've got.
It's strangely comforting, in a way.
What? I'd never had you down as a schadenfreude merchant, David.
No. You know how much time we spend on our own farm, surrounded by our own problems.
It's the farmer's lot, isn't it?
Well, I'd somehow got to thinking that I was to blame for the troubles we're having at the moment.
That's a bit irrational, yeah, I understand.
But when you talk to other people and they're in the same boat...
At least it gives you a bit of perspective.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe this speaker will come up with some good news.
Well, that would be nice.
Put us all on a positive road.
I think the rest are in here.
Thank you.
Well, where shall I put it?
Oh, just pop it down anywhere.
OK. There you are, then.
I think this new cabinet is actually better than the old one, you know.
Just wait till we switch the internal lights on. It'll really show off your knick-knacks.
I prefer the term bijouterie, Robert.
Well, they're going to look splendid, whatever you call them.
The place is starting to look like home again, isn't it?
It certainly is. And when we get some trimmings from the Grundys, it'll look so Christmassy for Mungo. Mm. One more week and they'll be here.
I know. We'll give them a lovely time. Although I have so much to do with Carol pulling out.
At least coriander's with Bobo this year.
That'll make things easier. Not so much of a house for.
Oh, Leonie said they'd try and see the first performance on the Sunday.
Such a short time to incorporate a new cast member.
Jean sounds very capable, though. After tonight, you'll be more confident.
Honestly, why do I put myself through this every year?
You know why.
One year, we should just book ourselves into a hotel.
Well, I, for one, am looking forward hugely to Christmas back here. And deep down...
Yes. Yes, of course. I am too.
$200 million.
Yeah, it's quite a figure, isn't it?
I mean, it makes you realise it's not just farmers this is affecting.
Yeah, although I think it's fair to say we're the most directly hit.
But $200 million less going into the rural economy. I mean, that's shops, it's pubs, it's building firms.
Especially you dairy guys, of course.
Well, Brookfield isn't just dairy, Brian. We've got beef and sheep as well.
Yeah.
And those jobs are in the doldrums too.
No, it wasn't the most cheerful of Christmas messages, was it?
Oh.
Maybe next year we should book a stand-up comedian.
Good idea.
Oh, that's a lovely piece of music, this.
Yeah.
It's one of my favourites. Have you made any firm decisions about your dairy herd yet?
Well, we can't do anything until Ruth gets back. You know, it isn't something we can discuss properly over the phone.
No.
Even if she had the time. Which she doesn't seem to. And our options are pretty limited anyway. We can't do anything to improve the milk price.
Well, except get a supermarket contract.
Yeah, along with a golden goose and some ruby slippers. And hanging around waiting for the global economy to roll in our direction. Seems a crazy way to run a business, hoping something's going to turn up.
Yeah, so uncertain, isn't it?
And we've already reduced our cost as much as we can. Did I say we got rid of the mixer wagon?
You did.
So we now give them concentrate in the parlour and the cows self-feed at the silage face.
Oh, how's that going?
Pretty well, once we got the ration right. And we're already heavily grass-based. I mean, I don't know what else we can do.
Well, it's something every sector has to think of nowadays. We've all got to go back to basics. It's a new age of austerity for us all.
Say that again.
Thank you, Jean. Thank you, everyone. Normal rehearsal as scheduled tomorrow evening.
Linda, you've got to do something.
No, hold on, Lily, and wait until she's gone. There.
That was outrageous.
Why does Jean want all these changes?
It's hard enough with a new actor this late in the day, let alone having to relearn half the moves.
I know, but...
And she clearly doesn't understand the point of the photography scene.
If the rest of us are having to strip off, then why should she be able to wrap herself in a scarf?
It was only a suggestion on her part, Susan. Oh,
that isn't what it sounded like.
Well, I know Jean can appear a little dogmatic, but I'm sure it's just nerves.
And who's the director, her or you?
She keeps putting in new bits.
And telling me how to say my lines.
Yes, I do appreciate she might not be exactly what we're used to, but you must remember it was only her first rehearsal. She's on a learning curve.
Poor, she'll feel the curve of my hand if she carries on like this.
Oh, I'm sure she'll soon acclimatise to the tone of the piece and the company philosophy.
Well, she'd better, Linda, because if not, Carol won't be the only one leaving the cast.
Could I have a quick word, Lindy?
Would you excuse me, ladies?
Yes, okay.
And thank you for your efforts this evening. I do appreciate it.
It's all right. We'll see you tomorrow.
Did you hear what she said to
Elizabeth? What is it, Robert?
I don't know where to look.
Nothing, actually. I just thought you could do with rescuing.
Oh, you sweetheart. What a nightmare.
Yeah. She was a bit of hard work, wasn't she?
She doesn't seem to realise that Jessie's only a supporting role.
I think there's rather a lot she doesn't realise.
Well, did you hear? Because her name isn't in the programme, she wants me to go round all the posters and add also starring Jean Harvey to them. Starring!
I could do that.
Oh, it's the least of my worries. She's hopeless with props. She upstages everyone.
Yeah, I noticed that.
And if she goes on one more time about the award she got for her Gertrude, I'll scream.
She is a bit of a handful.
Oh, Robert, the master of understatement as ever.
But at this late stage, what choice have we got?
What do you think?
Yeah, she'll be all right for a bit longer. You can stick it back on now.
Okay. You can do my oil change and air filter next.
No, she's got enough on, thanks to me.
Oh, I wouldn't mind. Oh, no, Pip. I'll take it to the garage as usual, but thank you.
Fair enough.
In fact, seriously, David, is there anything I can do to help? I mean, obviously not tractor maintenance, but with Christmas coming up...
Oh, thanks, Sheila, but we've got Matthew on board, so we're just about coping.
Good to hear.
Don't know if there's anything Mum needs a hand with.
Is she in the house?
Well, actually, she's delivering some beef orders at the moment.
Oh, where does she get her energy from?
I don't know, but I could do with some of it sometimes.
Oh, her cakes are going down well at the Ambridge Tea Room. Mm. Have you been there yet?
Haven't had time.
No, nor me.
Oh, it's lovely. And their vintage Christmas decorations are going like, well, hotcakes.
I must pop in sometime. Right, that's the tractor scene too. Time for a cup of tea, I think.
Yeah. You coming inside, Sheila?
No, I'd better not. I only popped in as I was passing.
Oh, okay.
I've got to drop a housewarming present off, and then I'm taking a donkey to church for the nativity.
Oh, I'm taking a car.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, I'll probably see you there then.
See you later.
Yeah. Bye. I'll give Mum a ring. See if there's anything I can do for her.
Oh, thanks, Sheila.
Tea for two then?
Yeah.
Oh, did I tell you about Rex and Toby?
No, what about them?
Oh, they turned up in the pub last night, looking like they'd been hit by a combine.
I was saying to Brian that they were going to find it hard processing their birds.
Oh, they'd worked solidly till gone eight, and they weren't even a quarter of the way through. They were desperate for a drink and something to eat.
And what were they finding the hardest?
Not sure. We didn't speak long. I was having my Christmas drink with Matthew.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I might pop down to Hollow Tree later. See if today's been any better.
Sheila, hello.
Hi.
Lovely to see you.
I brought you this, a housewarming present.
Oh, that's so kind. Thank you. Come in.
Are you sure, Richard? I expect you've got lots of unpacking to do.
I've been unpacking all day. I think I'm due a break.
Oh, all right then. It's only a little something. The present... Wow!
Oh, yeah, sorry about the chaos.
No, no, no. This place is unrecognisable.
Well, in a good way, I hope.
Well, compared with when the Grundys had it, I should say so.
I was pretty impressed with the fit-out.
Whew! Hazel Woolley obviously spared no expense.
Yeah. So, cup of tea?
Well, if it's not too much bother.
Nope, nope, not at all, as long as I can find another mug. How's Alistair?
Oh, fine, you know.
And Dan?
Yeah, he's doing very well. He'll be on duty over Christmas, though.
Well, that's a shame for you.
Yeah, junior officer's lot, I'm afraid. We hope we'll see him before New Year, if he's not over at Dorothy's, of course.
Well, a new girlfriend?
That's right. She lives over in Haybury, but, yeah, well, it'll just be a quiet Christmas with Alistair and Jim.
Aha! He won't have to drink out of an old bean tin.
Well, that's a relief.
Not that I have any old bean tins. Any new bean tins come to that.
Well, how about you?
Christmas Day? I'm spending it with Sasha and Chloe.
Your ex?
It's for Sasha's benefit.
Right.
It's going to be a bit tense, to be honest.
Look at me, look at me!
What a wonderful sheep. What a splendid costume, Helen.
Thank you.
You should do more, sir. You've got a real talent for it.
Yeah, I am quite pleased with it.
Now, remember, Henry, we don't just want to see you, we want to hear you as well. Can you bar really loudly?
Bar!
That's my boy.
The lid came off and it went all over me.
Oh, no.
I had to go home and change.
Richard.
The other partners never looked at me quite the same after that.
Oh, dear.
I must find somewhere nice to put your present.
Oh, it's not a very imaginative gift, I'm afraid.
No, not at all. I don't have many candles.
Well, they do add atmosphere to a place. Look, tell me if I'm being pushy, but...
Yes?
I wondered what you thought about throwing a little drinks party.
A housewarming?
And a chance to catch up with your old friends.
Hmm.
The reason I ask... Well, a lot of people were expecting to go to Carol Tregoran's cocktail party this Tuesday.
Carol Tregoran?
Oh, she was before your time. Oh, and after it.
No, sorry.
Former resident. She recently returned to the village.
Ah.
But her Christmas plans changed at short notice and she had to cancel. So I expect people will still have a gap in their diaries.
Oh, it's not a bad idea.
I could invite a few people for you if you like.
Why not?
And perhaps Fallon and Emma could do you a few canapés.
OK, then. Let's go for it.
Great. Oh, my goodness.
What is it?
Oh, I'm sorry. I've got to pick up the donkey and take him to church for the nativity play.
No, that's what I've missed about village life. All those milestones in the year. The single wicket, flower and produce, harvest festival, Christmas show.
Well, Carol's departure did put a spanner in those particular works. But I think Linda's back on track now.
This nativity play?
Yeah.
It's open to everyone, I suppose.
Oh, yes.
Would it be all right if I came along, do you think?
Of course, that'd be lovely.
Right. I'll get myself cleaned up and see you there.
Well, I am very sorry. Like I say, Ron, if there's anything I can do... Yeah, well, oh, thanks for letting me know. OK. All right, bye.
Oh, who was that?
That was Ron Medler. From Bank Farm.
Oh, yeah.
I saw him and Vera yesterday at the NFU thing. I could tell things weren't great, but... Well, they felt bad about not telling me the whole story.
Oh, which is?
They're getting out of dairy.
Really?
They're going to sell their herd in the new year.
Gosh.
It's horribly close to home, isn't it, Pip?
Mm. Well, at least Toby and Rex are a bit more cheerful anyway.
Are they?
Mm. They were starting to get a bit slicker. And then after lunch, Clary Grundy turned up to give them a hand.
Clary did?
No, she was there when I popped in, giving them pointers and keeping them in line.
How on earth did they persuade Clary to...
come over to the dark side.
Yeah. I mean, Eddie's always so scathing about them. How they've stolen the Grundy's market.
Well, never underestimate Toby's silver tongue, Dad.
Nevertheless...
And they are paying her.
Well, I suppose this time of year you don't say no to extra cash.
No, wherever it comes from. So, can you give me a hand to get this calf loaded, then?
Yep, sure. As long as you just need the one hand.
I do feel a little guilty, turfing the Grundys out of their home.
Oh, you're not to blame, Richard.
And they're going to be fine at Grange Farm.
Yeah, I must admit, that did ease my conscience slightly.
Oh, there you are, darling.
Is he okay now?
Yeah, he just mislaid one of his mittens.
Henry's a sheep, isn't he?
He doesn't have any lines, but he does get to say baa.
And he sings the carols along with the other children.
Well, they all look very excited.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rob. Have you met Richard Locke? Richard, this is Rob Titchener, Helen's husband.
Oh, well, good to meet you.
You too. Tom Shaw, we've met before, haven't we?
No, don't think so.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. I have a good memory for faces.
Richard's moved into Keeper's Cottage, so you'll be seeing a lot of him round the village.
Actually, I'm having a little housewarming party on Tuesday evening. You'll both be very welcome.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Tuesday evening. No, I'm not sure we're free.
Yes, we are, Rob. We were going to Carol's party.
I think something may have come up since then. Oh, well, we'll get back to you.
All right. It'll be very informal anyway.
Right. Well, let's hope that calf behaves itself.
I'm more worried about the donkey.
The sheep from Home Farm looks pretty docile.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, Pip, this is Richard Locke. He used to have the surgery here. Oh,
hello.
Nice to meet you.
Are you all right, Helen?
Me? Yeah, I'm fine. Doesn't the church look lovely?
This sort of thing's been going on for decades, isn't it? If not centuries.
Well, at least somewhere keeps these traditions alive.
Have you heard he's playing Mary?
No.
Mia Grundy. Clary's so proud.
Oh, I bet she is.
But it means that Tilly Button's playing the innkeeper's wife with no lines.
Oh, she won't like that.
Oh, I hope that doesn't mean trouble. I've only just got over the May Day fiasco.
What was that?
Oh, well, what happened was that...
Actually...
Yeah, Alan's ready to start.
Oh, sorry. Better take our seats. I'll tell you later. Oh, so sweet. It only seems like yesterday that Dan was up there singing his heart out.
Yes. Sorry. Can I get past?
Are you all right?
Hello.
Sorry. I just feel a bit...
Helen.
What on earth's going on?
I'm all right, Rob.
You don't look it.
It got a bit much, that's all.
A bit much?
I just needed some air. I'm fine now.
This is what I've been saying all along, isn't it?
What?
You're doing too much, darling. Listen to me. It's for your own good.
It was just...
You've got to start taking care of yourself. And our baby son.
Have you seen this, Dad? Honey and clementine biscuits. Game pâté?
Oh, yeah. It's BL's usual hamper.
Oh, Dad, you will never guess what Tilly Button did at the nativity. What's up? Is something wrong?
I've just had an email from your mum.
Oh, did she say when she'd be home?
No. Well, sort of. Not really.
Dad?
She says she's sorry, but she's not going to be home for Christmas.
What?
She says she'd love to be here with us all, but it doesn't make sense to leave at the moment.
Doesn't make sense?
Well, you know, she's obviously seeing a lot while she's out there, and she'll probably never have another chance, so...
But she's spending Christmas in New Zealand?
Yes, with her friends, she says. Mm-hmm. I assume that means the people she's been staying with.
But we would have Christmas together. The whole family.
Mm. Well, not this year, it seems.
But what can be so important that she doesn't want to come home?
Wish I knew, love.
Well, so how long is she going to be away?
I don't know.
Well, she's already been out there for ages.
Well, it's obviously important to her.
Don't understand.
Yeah, nor me, if I'm honest.
So, well, what have you said to her?
Well, I haven't replied yet. And, you know, what can I say? She's obviously made up her mind.
I mean, no, I know why she wanted to go to New Zealand. It was a great opportunity.
Yeah.
But I really thought she'd want to be with us all for Christmas.
Yes. Yes, so did I.
Thank you.
For the latest Archers news, features and insights, go to our blog at bbc.co.uk/archers.